Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, June 29, 2009. The Israeli military attack fishermen near Gaza coast and kidnaps civilians in the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A house in eastern Gaza that had been damaged by shelling during Israel's offensive in Gaza in the beginning of this year collapsed on Monday, killing one Palestinian and injuring three others. According to witnesses, the house collapsed while workers were doing repairs. It has been reported that there might have been three more people missing in the house. The three injured sustained moderate injuries and were taken to a hospital. Elsewhere in Gaza, Israeli naval forces attacked Palestinian fishing boats off the shore of Beit Lahia in the northern part of the Gaza Strip. Local sources said that the Navy opened fire at fishermen, forced them back, and fired at civilians gathered at the beach. Meanwhile, Israeli tanks and bulldozers invaded areas near the Israeli borders in the central Gaza Strip. Witnesses said that the bulldozers uprooted trees and destroyed farmlands. A group of Israeli settlers under the protection of the Israeli military attacked Palestinian cars at Balata town near the northern West Bank city of Nablus on Monday morning. Witnesses said that Israeli settlers arrived at a holy site known as Yusuf Tomb. After conducting prayers, the settlers attacked Palestinian cars and vandalized property. Witnesses added, no injuries among residents were reported. Local sources announced that the settlers invaded the area while the military provided them with protection and closed the area by erecting a number of checkpoints. Residents said that some cars sustained damage. They added that the settlers also chanted racist songs during the attack. Earlier on Monday at dawn, at least 14 Palestinian civilians were kidnapped by the Israeli military during invasions targeting a number of West Bank communities. On Sunday, Palestinian medical sources reported that a Palestinian woman died when an old ordnance detonated near her as she was cleaning around her home in Beit Amin village near the northern West Bank city of Qalqilya. Her mother was seriously wounded. The sources stated that the explosion was caused by a very old mine that was apparently buried near her home since 1907. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Bannoura.